From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
2 more South Korean ships passed through the Strait of Hormuz, leaving 3 vessels stranded. South Korea provides $5 million in humanitarian aid to quake-hit Venezuela. And South Korea, the United States, and Japan hold talks on North Korea's growing cyber threats. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emily Jennings. Two more South Korean ships have transited the Strait of Hormuz, bringing the total number of stranded vessels down to 3. Seoul's Ministry of Oceans, Fisheries said Saturday that the 2 ships have passed through the strategic waterway and are now operating normally. The ministry said 4 South Korean crew members are aboard the 2 ships, neither of which is bound for South Korea. A total of 43 South Korean crew members remain in the strait, including 13 aboard South Korean-flagged vessels. The ministry said the remaining ships are expected to transit the waterway in accordance with consultations with relevant countries and their navigation schedules, except for the HMM Namu, which is undergoing repairs after coming under attack in the area in early May. Under a memorandum of understanding with the United States, Iran agreed to facilitate the safe passage of commercial vessels through the waterway free of charge for 60 days. Since then, Iranian authorities have begun accepting transit applications from ship operators. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has issued a stark warning for retaliation after U.S. forces conducted strikes against Iran in response to an attack on a commercial vessel transiting the Strait of Hormuz. In a message on X on Friday, Vance said Iran has signed a ceasefire agreement and that the U.S. has honored it. The vice president said if Iranians had disagreements about how their memorandum of understanding was being applied, they can simply pick up the phone. He added, however, that violence will be met with violence. Earlier, the U.S. Central Command announced that U.S. aircraft struck Iranian missile and drone storage locations and coastal radar sites on Friday, after Iran hit the Singapore-flagged ever-lovely cargo ship the previous day with a one-way attack drone. In a statement Saturday, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said it had targeted locations in the region where American forces are deployed in an act of retaliation and called the Trump administration's earlier attack a violation of their ceasefire. South Korea has decided to provide humanitarian assistance worth $5 million to quake-stricken Venezuela. Seoul's foreign ministry said Friday that aid will be directed towards facilitating a swift response to casualties and property damage, as well as recovery efforts. The ministry said the aid package will likely be provided via an international agency operating in the country. Seoul expects the package to provide necessary support to the affected regions and their residents. 2 powerful earthquakes with magnitudes of 7.2 and 7.5 struck an area 160 kilometers west of the capital Caracas Wednesday. At least 920 people were confirmed dead and 3,360 others injured as of Friday local time. The South Korean embassy and the Korean community in Venezuela have begun providing relief assistance to residents in areas hit by Wednesday's back-to-back earthquakes. Embassy officials and members of the Korean community visited the Chacao Municipality in the Greater Caracas area on Friday and delivered relief supplies.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Diplomatic officials from South Korea, the United States and Japan convened a working group session in Washington for discussions on a joint response against North Korea's growing cyber threats. The 5th session of talks on Thursday and Friday were led by the Director General for the Korean Peninsula Policy, U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Japan, Korea and Mongolia, and the Japanese Foreign Ministry's Cyber Policy Ambassador. According to Seoul's foreign ministry, approximately 80 officials handling North Korea's nuclear issue, as well as cyber-related matters from the three countries, attended the meeting. The three sides shared assessments of the North's illegal cyber activities, including its extortion and laundering of virtual assets, and discussed coordinating effective ways to respond. The ministry said the three countries intend to implement measures of cooperation that were discussed at the meeting and also to continue related consultations. U.S. President Donald Trump has extended by another year an executive order for a national emergency declared in 2008 during the former George W. Bush administration with respect to North Korea's security threats. The White House posted the extension document on the Federal Register earlier in the week, signed by Trump on Monday. In the document, Trump said the North continues to pose an unusual and extraordinary threat to U.S. national security, foreign policy and economy by its actions, policies and the existence and risk of the proliferation of weapons-usable fissile material on the Korean Peninsula. The 2008 declaration has been extended each year, and the scope of reasoning, which in the beginning largely focused on the North's nuclear development program, has expanded to include cyber attacks and human rights abuses. The executive order in 2010 referred to Pyongyang's torpedo attack on South Korea's Chunnan warship in March of that year.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
More than 10 Chinese and Russian military aircraft entered South Korea's Air Defense Identification Zone, or CADIZ, over the East Sea and the South Sea on Saturday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the aircraft sequentially entered and later exited the CADIZ. It added that none of them violated South Korean airspace. The Chinese aircraft reportedly flew eastward from China while the Russian aircraft headed south before the two sides met over international waters to conduct a joint aerial exercise. The aircraft later returned to their respective bases. China and Russia are currently carrying out regular joint air patrols. It marked the first time in about 6 months the Chinese and Russian military aircraft had entered the CADIZ together since a similar operation on December 9th last year. The CADIZ is an air defense identification zone established to help identify and respond to approaching aircraft. It is not recognized under international law as sovereign airspace. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said the South Korean military had detected the Chinese and Russian aircraft before they entered the CADIZ and deployed Air Force Defense fighter jets to carry out tactical measures in preparation for any contingency. The average prices of gasoline and diesel in South Korea have fallen for the sixth consecutive week, and the downward trend is expected to continue next week after the government lowered the cap on fuel prices. According to the Korea National Oil Corporation's open net system Saturday, the average price of gasoline in the fourth week of June dropped 1.41 from the previous week to 2,007.81 per litre, or around $1.31. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emily Jennings.